what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Friday morning, the news came out that the Emory High School boys basketball team has a new head coach, Dave Justice. He takes over for former head coach Jeff Cincinnatus, who took over for former head coach Todd Jeffs. Coach Justice will be the third coach in 3 years. We're going to talk about that, the excitement brewing around the program, and more. Joining us over the phone right now, we have head coach Dave Justice. Coach, a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime, Jordan. Just excited to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, it's exciting. A new era of Emory High School basketball. And, Coach, we got to start by talking about the news of you getting the head coaching job. I know that you love Emory High School athletics. You've been involved with it the majority of your life. In fact, you've been with a football program now over the last three or four seasons. So when you hear the news that you are the new Emory boys basketball coach, what was that like?
To be honest, Jordan, it was kind of surreal and humbling. You know, I just like you said, my whole life, I grew up in Emory. I was a four-year player for football, basketball, track, and baseball. I did a little bit of both throughout my time. And and then obviously, you know, I went to school to become a teacher. I was with interesting and like, oh, you know, I love teaching and doing that stuff, but interested in coaching as well. And then, you know, I started over at Mount Harmon and had a great experience there with the kids and ended up just, like, falling in love with coaching basketball and football. And then as I came over to Emory, then all of a sudden I got more on the coaching side of Emory, and, you know, with coaching. I've coached football the last 3 or 4 years here. This will be my fourth year coaching football. And then I coached basketball under Coach Jeffs when he was here for a couple years, coached the freshman and sophomore team, and learned a lot from him. And, you know, and just thinking about, you know, the guys that I've been around and learned a lot from experience. You know, I've coached with Jared Butler, coached with Bowie Jess, Todd Jess, you know, John Pomalo, my brother Chris, you know, all these guys. And it's just learning a lot of experiences from them and really taking it in and trying to become a better coach. But yeah, I love Emory and I'm super excited going forward, and hopefully, you know, we can do well.
You mentioned the experience that you've had with Coach Jeffs, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But going back to your days at Mont Harmon and coaching these kids, 7th and 8th graders, and then moving up to the high school level and coaching sophomore, how big of a change was that for you? Or was it pretty similar, knowing that these kids were pretty close in age proximity?
They're similar. It's similar in the aspect of, like, you have to deal with, like, their personalities. Like, 8th graders, you know what I mean? Like, their shots and falls from your movement. Like, we want to build a culture where we're moving the ball and sharing with each other. And even as an 8th grader, you know, you still are doing those things. You got to get kids to buy in to sharing, being a team. So it's similar like that, you know, getting kids to buy in, getting kids to work hard, getting kids to, you know, work as a team. Those are very similar, and this is the management-wise. I'd say the only difference is it's a little faster, a little more at stake now, you know what I mean? You know, coaching at the high school. They're very similar, so it's similar, but it's different at the same time. But the relationship with kids are similar, but then obviously the little speed's a little faster. It gets a little more skilled every level that you go up. But we're excited to get started here.
What did you learn under Coach Jeffs during your time? You know, you and I were talking off the air. It's very difficult to replace someone like Coach Jeffs. He is a legend. When you look back at all the record books at Emory High School from a head coach, he's going to own every single record, and it's probably going to be that way for a very, very long time to come. What did you pick up from this guy who had been in that position for more than 3 decades?
You know, just his relationship with the kids and how he managed practice and game situations. And just communicating his style. I mean, he does a very good job of communicating with the players, what his expectations are, what their roles are. You know, like, you know, we have your shooters, you're playing hard. But it, just his expectation of what Emory basketball was, I would say that number one. His expectation is that we're gonna come in hard, no matter who we play. We're gonna play hard. We're gonna get after it. We're gonna rebound the heck out of the ball, and we're gonna shoot the heck out of the ball. And it's just setting that expectation is probably the number one thing that I've learned from Coach Jeffs with the kids. And they knew exactly where they stood with Coach, and that's kind of what we want to build here at this program, too, as we go forward.
As far as the expectations and getting to know the kids and the personalities, I mean, you have an advantage of being in the classroom with these kids every single day. And I know that there are coaches in this area, out of this area, throughout the state, they don't have that luxury. How much easier is it to coach these kids when you get to see them literally every single day at school?
It's a huge advantage. I can't describe how big of an advantage it is. And what I mean by that is just like, so it's not just the basketball season that you see them. I see all these kids every day in the hall. So I almost checking in on them every day. Like, hey, how are you? You know, Kyson Curtis, you know, Riker, how are you? How's things going? Need anything? You know, just kind of checking in, how you're doing. And so it's you can build that relationship over time and check in with it. So kids start to trust you. You start to trust them. And so then, like, when you can have, so then by the time basketball season comes or during basketball season, it's easier to communicate. It's easier to, you know, set those expectations and have a good atmosphere and to bring up a good culture. So it's just a huge advantage, in my opinion, just being around. And it's not necessarily being a teacher, but just being around the kids a lot and being, you know, just getting to know them more from on a personal standpoint. Because, you know, you spend so much time with these players. You just get to know them, what motivates them, what they struggle with. Because there's some kids that you can probably scream at, I mean, and get after a little bit, and they'll get motivated by that. Or some kids, you maybe need a little bit more of a gentler approach. So I would say that's the advantage that you have as a coach in the high school or spending a lot of time with these kids.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Dave Justice, new head coach of the Emory High School boys basketball team. All right, Coach, let's talk about your philosophies. Now that you're going to be the head coach of the varsity group, I mean, it's your program now. How do you want to play the game of basketball? What are some of the philosophies that we can expect to see on the court?
So what I kind of want expectations-wise is that we talk about this. We talked about five things that I want to really have Emory do, and we're talking kind of with the C's. Number one, I want us to be competitive, and what I mean by that is that we are competing every day in practice. We're competing in drills. We're competing, you know, in the game. We're not shying away from anyone. You know, if we're playing the number one team in the state or we're playing a lower-ended team, we are going to be competitive. And then we want to build, obviously, confidence. And what I mean by confidence is those skills. We want to work on building skills. Like, you know, we want our kids to be shooters, dribblers. We're going to build that thing. And then number three, and I think this is a huge thing, is playing with confidence. So we want these kids to be confident. You know, as you know, Jordan, and in playing anything, if you're playing rec ball, if you're playing pickup, you're playing in the biggest game, the state tournament, if you're not confident that shot's going to go in or you're not confident in ability, you're not going to shoot it. And that becomes a hindrance to your team, right? So we want these kids to play with confidence. And then we want to connect with the kids to make them feel good about where they're at and that they can build themselves up and then build character through basketball. You know, and I believe if we build those strong cultural foundation, you know, we build those five C's, the score is going to take care of itself. But we need to start building those up first.
On the X's and O's side of the court, Coach, I mean, Emory was known under Coach Jeffs. We saw that extended 2-3 zone. It was very effective. What do you plan on doing defensively? Do you implement some of the stuff that Coach Jeffs had during his time, or do you just completely start from scratch? How do you approach that defensively?
No, my idea at first, you know, I mean, we got to be flexible in our defense, but my first idea is that we want to get into a 2-3 zone because I think we have the bigs to kind of, but a 2-3 zone, but kind of more of extended. I'm super excited to get to work with Brett Rasmussen in the middle. I mean, there's not many guys that we have in Emory that come in like 6'6", long, athletic, you know, and I think he could be a really big thing in that middle of that zone, and we get extended with our athletes. I mean, that's our idea of the playing first. I know Emory's been a 2-3 school for a long, long time. And, you know, I mean, there's been years that they've switched on and off. But I think that's going to be our main defense is our 2-3 and extended. But then we're going to have to be able to kind of be a little flexible depending on the situation, like mans or, you know, different presses and half-court traps. But I would say our bread and butter, just like you would say, is probably going to be our 2-3 zone, just like it's been for a long time.
You mentioned Brett Rasmussen, a tremendous talent. You don't have a lot of kids returning from last year that played a lot of varsity minutes. In fact, that entire starting five, they were all seniors. And so, for the most part, you got a group here that's pretty green, but it's not as if they're unfamiliar with you because you got to coach these kids a couple of seasons back. So I'm sure that does help, even though you got a brand new starting five. These are kids that you know what they're capable of doing, and they know what to expect from Coach Dave Justice. It's pretty simple in that regard, I would think.
Oh, yeah, and plus... No, I've been around these kids a long time. You know, I even coached some of these kids when they were in middle school and kind of been around, you know, competed against them in middle school as a Mahar. And so I've known these kids for a long time, and they've known me. And a lot of these kids are football players that I've had a great, you know, experience coaching with football. And so, yeah, we don't have a lot of talent, but not a lot of starters coming back. But we have a lot of talent coming up. that maybe don't have experience varsity-wise, but we feel comfortable playing. So we're excited about that. I mean, the kids that we have, the seniors coming in next year, we have Kyson Curtis, who was a major contributor last year, and he came in there. Riker Jensen, who's done a great job, Jace Mangum, and then Ryan Christian, who's on. Also, you know, we have those seniors coming in from last year's team we feel super comfortable with. You know, our guard line's pretty young, but kids competing with those guard line would be like Easton Nilsson, Talon Tuttle, Luke Justice, Wade Stilson. Super talented group that we're excited about pushing forward. And then even some of our younger kids, like I said this before, Justin Curtis, he's a junior, Creek Sharp, Zach Tuttle. I can go on and on. We can feel good about our groups coming up, even though we don't have maybe a ton of varsity experience. But we're excited about the talent and the opportunity that we have to gain some varsity experience with some of these talented kids.
Coach, before we end, I want to talk about what's next for the team. I know that you guys will have summer workouts. That'll be right around the corner. In fact, here we are already in the second week of May. I mean, the off season is flying by. It was 3 months ago that the season came to an end. What are the plans? When are you able to get these kids into the gym, and what does the summer look like?
So our summer, you know, we're trying to figure out our summer schedule. We're going to start open gyms here right the week after school. I know they're finishing up baseball, and I don't really want to interrupt anything with their baseball state tournament. You know what I mean? Let them, or anything like that. I'm definitely a huge proponent in all our kids doing multiple sports, because being a little school, you know, we want them to compete in many. We need athletes to compete in everything, right? And we're going to start summer workouts here, you know, with athletic weights as long as open gyms, as well as open gyms here at the 1st of June. And, you know, just getting this job, we haven't set anything up for sure. We're still working on that. We'd like to attend, you know, we'd like to go to a team camp where we'd, whether SUU, Southern Utah, or USU or Dixie, something like that. We'd go to a team camp where we get a lot of games, and also a couple tournaments like Manti. I know Manti's had a tournament, North Sevier, even if we have to go up north and go to a tournament. So to be honest, Jordan, June's going to be really busy for us, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting to get to work with these kids, and exciting to kind of get to know them as basketball players, and them to get to know me as like a coach, you know what I mean? And so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am as well, Coach. Always exciting when a new era kicks off. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to talk with us today. I definitely look forward to more conversations. And again, Coach, congratulations on becoming the new head coach of the Emory basketball program.
I appreciate that. You know, it's a great opportunity for us, and we're excited, and we're gonna make you guys proud. We're gonna work hard, and we're gonna be proud of the product that's on the court. So,
well, thank you, Coach. We'll talk again real soon.
All right, thanks, Jordan.
That's Coach Dave Justice again of the Emory High School basketball team, talking about the new era, which will tip off this summer. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time sports straight ahead. When we return, we're gonna talk Kentucky Derby / Preakness. That's straight ahead right after this.